USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Suicide claims a life in Elvis Presley's grandson. Police say he died of a self-inflicted gunshot. The 27-year-old Benjamin Keough found dead yesterday. He was the son of Lisa Marie Presley and musician Danny Keough. Washington's NFL franchise just announcing it will drop the Redskins nickname and Indian Head logo effective immediately, but they haven't announced what the new nickname will be yet. The Pentagon now says there were 18 sailors injured in a fire and explosion aboard the naval ship USS Bonhomme Richard in San Diego early yesterday. Former NATO Supreme Allied Commander Admiral James Stavridis says this kind of fire doesn't normally happen aboard a vessel.
Typically, a Navy ship will have a minor fire every year or so.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A former Defense Department staffer says world leaders must investigate UFOs to learn whether they're a threat. Luis Elizondo worked in the Office of Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence before leaving the agency nearly 3 years ago. He says evaluating potential threats posed by UFOs should involve collaboration of leaders around the world. A Republican governor rumored to be eyeing a run for the White House in 2024 says the GOP needs to be a bigger tent party after President Donald Trump leaves office. Maryland's Governor Larry Hogan saying,
by reaching out, by trying to find that middle ground where people can stand together and by avoiding divisive rhetoric and winning suburban women, winning over Democrats and independents and winning with minority votes.
Hogan, who has clashed with Trump on many issues, was speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. He also did not rule out voting himself for Joe Biden in November. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Chicago's coming off another weekend filled with gun violence. As of last night, reports were 56 people had been shot across the city over the weekend, and 10 of the victims had died. Others are hospitalized, some said to be in critical condition, so the death toll could rise. The weekend's first victim was a 15-year-old, shot and killed Friday on the south side. These numbers marking a dip from the gun violence the city experienced over the 4th of July weekend, but not by much. The MDA beginning its first full week at the Walt Disney World Bubble in Orlando. The 22 teams invited to play reported to Florida last week, and after several days of quarantine, teams began practicing over the weekend. The exhibition slate starts on July 22nd, and the regular season will restart on the 30th of July. As of now, at least, and staff at Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's old L.A. penthouse are suggesting that Elon Musk may have given Heard cuts and bruises, not Depp, in a sworn video statement before a U.K. court where Depp is suing a tabloid for libel. Staff members said they saw Heard with injuries while Depp was out of the country, and she had been interacting with the Tesla CEO. Musk says his relationship with Heard only started after she filed for divorce from Depp. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.